Everybody, this is Nurse Choma. So today we're talking about, in this episode, about the NCLEX exam being a computer adaptive test. So for some of you, you may not know what that means exactly. You know what it means for it to be computer adaptive, how that influences your ability to pass the exam, and then also why not everybody's test is not the same. So go ahead and stay tuned, listen to this episode. I think you're going to find it very, very informative, and listen to it all the way to the end. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to leave us a message so I can listen to it, answer your questions, and also leave me a positive 5-star review. All right. So we know that the NCLEX exam is a computer adaptive exam. What does that mean? So pretty much, instead of it being where, traditionally you would take a test, and when you take that test, the questions would already be predetermined, preset. So that means that you're going to get the same questions that anybody else would get if they took the test that you took. And so it's already set, it's already predetermined exactly the questions that you're going to get. But with a computer adaptive exam, this means that the questions are going to be based, are going to adapt based on the ability of the person taking the exam. So meaning that based on how you do with each a question, it determines the type of question that you get afterwards. And by doing that, it helps the test to be fairer, believe it or not, because it's making sure that it's seeing your own personal ability versus it being a test that just gives everybody the same questions. So this is the reason why some people can have the minimum number of questions and pass their exam, and then some people can have the minimum number of questions and fail their exam. Because it's really based on that individual's ability. And this is one of the reasons why I often say that that's why when it comes to preparing for the exam, it's not necessarily going to be where what works for one person will work for you. You have to identify your own personal abilities, your own personal capabilities, and your own personal weak areas. It's so important, it's so critical when it comes to your success. So, when moving forward, knowing that, here's a couple of things you want to take into regard as far as like how to even answer the questions or even what to expect. So, if you're assuming and if you're aware that the test is adapting based on how you do, then this means that how you do towards the I would say at the beginning is going to really influence how the test runs. So like if, because let's say for example, okay, if you start off the test and let's say you get 75 questions or whatever, but if you start off the exam and you do very well at the beginning with like, let's say the first 15, 20, 25 questions, you perform high, then now naturally the test, the questions that you'll get are going to be more difficult than the previous questions. And this is just really just to once again to test how well you really demonstrate competency in all of the categories of the exam. So if you perform significantly well at the beginning, then the chances of the test, and there's actually like a video, a picture on our Instagram, Choosing Nursing, where I show you, also on our TikTok as well. The TikTok is actually myself, Nurse Choma, but there's a video where I show a visual interpretation of how the exam adjusts as you take the questions. So it's like a dotted line, like a graph, and you can literally see how the test fluctuates. So If you're doing pretty well, then the direction of this invisible dotted line is going to remain or go above the minimum passing standard line, right? So remember, like, although the TSS exam is hard, their goal is to pass above the minimum passing standard for all of the eight categories on the exam. So that's really what your aim is. And if you are not successful with the exam, then that means that you did not score just above the minimum passing standard for the exam to test you well. So what you don't want to do is when you're taking the exam, just try not to lose your confidence. Try not to lose your confidence in the middle of the test. I know it's way much easier said than done, but if you can start strong, it will make a huge difference with how well you perform on the exam. Starting strong at the beginning, try to have that confidence, use your critical thinking, test-taking skills. I know a lot of people that felt like, oh my gosh, like they got 20 SATA questions or 30 SATA questions, and they were very uncertain as far as like if they passed their exam or not. And they got the majority of those questions towards the end. And for the ones that did pass, I bet you that they performed pretty well at the beginning of the exam. Now, this can also contradict the rule though, because there is different rules on as far as like how the exam judges you. So there's something called the run out of time rule, which is what you don't want to happen. You don't want to take the test and run out of time. Your chances of passing are usually lower, because what happens is that if you take the test and you don't pass, the exam is going to grade the last, I want to say the last 60% of the questions that you got towards the end. So it won't count the questions at the beginning. Remember how we just said that you want to score really high in the beginning. So if you run out of time, then the test is going to grade the last towards the last part of the questions that you get that you did, not the whole questions. So that's why I say, you want to pay attention to how long it's taking you to answer the questions. And I can usually tell based on how you performed on your previous exam how close or how far you are from passing your test. So for example, I've noticed that people who took the NCLEX and the ones that failed their exam, that got 75 questions and failed, usually they perform most of the time, I'm not going to say 100%, but normally they perform the lowest in physiological adaptation, health promotion and maintenance. Usually they perform lower in those foundational categories. It may vary with you, but usually that's an indicator. And if you took your test and you it took you the whole time to take the exam, that's usually a sign that you struggle with content comprehension. So meaning that what that means is that you are having challenges with understanding what the question is asking you, and it may be because you're not clear on the content. So in order for you to perform better, you're going to have to get clearer on the content information. So there's a very stark difference between somebody who passes their exam in 75 questions versus somebody that fails their exam and set five questions. That individual usually is struggling with the person that fails, they're struggling with understanding the content really well and really understanding the disease processes and the pathophysiology. Because think about it, if you're taking the test and you're not passing at the minimum number of questions, then there's an issue with, how well you're interpreting or how well you understand the information. Because if the test is stopping at the minimum questions, then you need to prioritize learning how, learning the content again, you know. And maybe you graduated from school, you know, years ago. Maybe you've taken the test several times, but you probably most likely have forgotten a lot of information. So that's going to be one of your biggest areas to focus on. Now, if you take the test and let's say you got almost all the questions and you did not pass, then that's better than if you got the minimum and didn't pass. Because if that's the case, then there's probably just an issue with your ability to think more critically. You know, so you have to focus on critical thinking if that applies to you. Because if the exam is not passing you, but it kept on asking you more and more questions, then you were getting there. You were getting there. But you have to prioritize critical thinking, you know? You have to prioritize strategies, because it's a sign that you have the foundation, but you need to work more on that critical thinking piece in order to really see a difference. Because what you want is that you want to take the exam and you just score above and beyond, right? You want it to be where when you're taking this test, you just knock it out of the park. And so sometimes, you know, it could be easy to, I know you're working hard, I know you're studying hard. But it can be easy to go in with the attitude of, I just want to get the minimum number of questions, which is good. You should think that way. But you want to really focus on, okay, how do I knock this exam overwhelmingly? You know, like, how do I take this test where, like, it's clear I passed, you know? And so it's really going to be about figuring out what your weaknesses are, your weak areas are, and going really hard on that. And I think one of the things that throws people off when they're taking the exam is that they prioritize the wrong thing. You know? So like they'll take the test, prepare for the exam, and then maybe they won't pass their test. They'll get close to passing, or they don't realize they were close to passing. And then when they take the test again, or when they prepare for the exam again, they'll do a completely different strategy. And because they did a completely different strategy, they actually perform way worse. And now, as a result, this time now, because it's been two times or more, now their self-esteem is down, you know, they're more disappointed, more discouraged, and so they don't get right back on that bandwagon and start studying and preparing for their exam again. And so this is the issue for a lot of people is that you got to evaluate yourself, and you have to evaluate what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. Because if you don't really take the time to reflect on what's working and what's not working, you're going to find yourself repeating the same cycle over and over again. So it's going to start with your ability to just take the time to really evaluate what's working and what's not working first. And I know it's easy, but don't allow your emotions to overtake you. You know, don't allow your emotions to convince you it's over, or to convince you it's too hard or whatever. You have to approach this from a logical approach. You know, you got to approach this from a logical standpoint. Because if you don't do that, then you're going to find yourself, you know, just easily discouraged. Just easily discouraged. And I don't want you to be discouraged. So this is just kind of like my two cents, on the computer adaptive ability of the exam. This is something that you can, you know, be, because so many people have done it, you know, you can do it too. But once again, it's based on your own ability. So you're gonna have to start off by identifying, okay, what is my weaknesses, what's my shortcomings, and then from there move forward on strengthening those areas. So that way, when you take the exam, you can pass it with flying colors. If you found this helpful, you need some help, if you go to the link below this or you go to bit.ly/passNCLEX, I'll say it one more time, it's all lowercase, bit.ly/passNCLEX. What we can do is that you'll first get access to a training that I have. It's totally free. It goes into way more depth about how to pass the NCLEX, like way more depth. It's very visual, PowerPoint, everything. And then in addition to that, there's an opportunity where you can actually apply for a free NCLEX strategy session where I can personally work with you to help you to pass your exam. So if that sounds like something that you want, go ahead and just go click below this wherever you're watching this from, click below, or just like I said, go to the link bit.ly/passNCLEX, all one word, all lowercase, and you can schedule a free appointment. Please know that there's limited spots, and the calls are not always guaranteed. So make sure that you just bear that in mind when you're applying. All right, hope you enjoy this. I'll see you the next time. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.